We are learning Mesechus Be'ah Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning the last word in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah it said that you give over your behemah to your son or to Araya, Hare Elu Keragli HaBailim. The behemah goes with the tchum of the owner and not of the shepherd. Zoktamar Masdisim, the Loik Rav Daisa, Lachayra, the Mishnah is like Rav Daisa, the Tayyun, the Braisa, Rav Daisa Aimer. And some say it's Avashal Omer. Halakeach behemah mechaver me'erev yontiv. Someone bought, purchased the behemah from his friend me'erev yontiv. Aval pichlei moshu loy el beyontiv. Even though he didn't pick it up until yontiv, harei karag lekeach. It belongs. The tchum goes with the lekeach. Why? Because since he already planned on buying it and the meicher planned on giving it to him, he already paid for it, he already bought it. Therefore, it goes with the tchum of the. It goes with the tchum of the lekeach. The one who bought it. Like the Ran speaks out regarding a different thing, that with Tchumina goes with Smichas Das. Whoever's planning on taking it, that's who the, read your Loshin, it says, Afilachi Keragle HaShoyom, from the Dina the Tchumim, but Gemar Daite Tali. It's Tali and Gemar Daite. Here, since the Lekerach is planning on getting it, therefore it goes with Hit Tchum. And another halacha, that this is going to be the, we have a Kashan HaMishnah, V'amoyse Behema L'Roya, you give over your Behema to the shepherd, even though you didn't give it over to him only on yomtiv, it goes to the tchum and the raya. And the problem is, our Mishnah says that we give it to the raya, even if it's on yomtiv, we give it to the raya. It's karagle habaylim. Here it says karagle haraya. You give it on yomtiv, it's karagle haraya. So what's going on? It's a stira. So my answer is no, it's not a stira. Afilu tameva rav doisav loy kashu kam raya echad kam shnei raya. And Rak Rashi explains, if there's only one shepherd of the city, the derech was that every morning they gave over the behemoth to the babysitter, to the shepherd. So therefore, it's oymed gemar daite to give it to them. So therefore, if it's only one raya, the halacha is that you go to the shvisa of the raya. Mashenkev is two rayim, so we're not sure who to give it to. There goes karagli abaylam. So the kitar is like this. Rav Doisa that says, goes basa, the raya, there's only one raya in town. Our Mishnah is talking about two rayim. The economics, takam aduyik, that our Mishnah is talking about a case, but you don't have to show who you're giving it to. Why? The Tani, lebenoi oy leroya. See, it's a choice. Give it to your son or to the shepherd. You're not sure who you're giving it to. And that's why it says, karagle habaylam, shema mino, that's karagle habaylam. Like upon him, we're saying, it's not a machlaikis really. No machlaikis of Deis and our Mishnah. Everyone agrees that if you always give it to the roya, it goes to karagle haroya. Even if you give it on yantah. The machlokes. But if you have two rayim, then it goes karagle abaylam. We pass like Rav Daisa, which means like the Mishnah speak out that there is no machlokes, and therefore we go like Rav Daisa because everyone agrees. Which why you spoke out? The Gemara doesn't speak out. It's more than Mishnah. The Gemara doesn't speak out. Mi Rav Yechon Hachi, Rav Yechon Halach Kistam Mishnah. But Tanan Abayim Vakelin Karagli Abaylim. Heck, you say Pasuk Rav Daisa. Our Mishnah says Abayim Vakelin Karagli Abaylim, and supposed to say Vechulu, and which means, and it says that give it to Benoya Raya. It's Karagli Abaylim. So the Gemara Lava Kimna Kam Rayak Kam Shei Rayim. Once Rayak Kam Shei Rayim. Therefore, it's not a Machleikus. It's not a Stira. And like the Shem said, that's what halacha means. That halacha doesn't mean we paskin as machloikas. Halacha means there's no machloikas whatsoever, and therefore we paskin that if it's a raya you usually give it to, it goes basa the tchum of the raya and not the tchum of the bailam. Tanu Rabbanan, shnayim sheshalu cholak echa b'shutvas. You have two people who borrowed a shirt b'shutvas. Zelel b'shachas b'smedrash. They didn't have, those days they didn't have so much clothing, so much anything. And this guy needed it for davening. He needed a shirt, so he borrowed the shirt. And the other guy is borrowing it to use it from Shal Shudas. Zelech by there's a shav brachas by Shal Shudas. Zelech by shachas by Zemedish. Zelech konis by arvas by Zemishta. Zeh Erev of Tzafon. This one made an Erev to Tzafon, to the north side, because the shul was 3,000 amos away from the city. So he made an Erev to north, which means he put the Erev 1,000 amos out of his city. And this way he could walk another 2,000 amos to the shul. Bezet Erev Lavadarim. And here, the Shal Shuddas, the Shal Brachas, was 3,000 Amos the other way. So he put an Erev 1,000 Amos out, and he could walk that way. So Zesh Erev Lavadarim, Mahalach Lutzafon, Karagim Mishar Lavadarim. Here's a problem. He's not going to make it to the Shul. The guy who made an Erev to the north cannot walk north more than the guy from the Darim. The guy from the Darim only could go 2,000 Amos from his Erev, which would not make it to his Shul. So that's Arlo Sof Malak and Sof and Karagim is Arlo Vadarm. Vizesh Arlo Vadarm, the one who made the Erev to the south, Mahalak Ladarm, only could go south, Karagim is Arlo Sof and he's stuck. Then Mitzvah is a Tchom, if they each put the Erev 2,000 Amos away, Harez Eloy the Azizanim and Mekoyim, you can't even move it. So the pshat is that if you put the Erev, each one puts the Erev the opposite size and it puts the limit, the thing will not be able to move out of the city. Now, the city, if it has a wall around it, the whole city is like a Dalai Lama, so you can move around the city, but you can't move it any more than that. So they borrowed this shirt here, but they can't even use it. It's not usable because Lamai said they can't even move it from its place.
Should we go according to the first guy?
No.
The shirt first.
They both borrowed it. So you're right. If they borrowed, one guy borrowed it, Ben HaShemashos, the other guy didn't borrow it yet, then you're right. They both borrowed it, Ben HaShemashos, B'Shutvish, and there was a plan. This was the plan, but they didn't talk about where it was, and about the Erev, and therefore they can't move it. Itmar. Shnayim Shlach Chavis Ubehem HaShutvis. Let's say two people bought this on a Tuesday. They bought a barrel of wine, Ubehema B'Shutvis, or a Behema, and they bought a B'Shutvis. So what happens on Shabbos Yom to the Gavir Tchum? Rav Omar Chavis Muteris. We'll see why in a second. Chavis Muteris. They're allowed to drink wine. They're allowed to take wine to their own Tchum, wherever they want. Ubehema Asura, but Behema is stuck between them. V'Shmuel Omar Chavis Nami Asura. Both are Asur. The Chavis and Behem is Asur. So we understand Pshat and Shmuel, because Shmuel holds Ein Breira, which means it's Shutvis. So you gotta go both of the Tchum of both of them. Masha'in came Rav, we have to figure out. What's the Chilik between Chavis and Behem? Maika Sava Rav. Ika Sava Rav Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, which means that whatever cup of wine they take out of the Chavis is Megal Vafreya. This was his Chilik. And the other guy had no Chilik in it. Therefore, it goes back to his Chum. So Philip Behema. Tishteri, if you hold Yesh Breira, so even Behem, if you shecht it on Yontiv, so whatever piece of skirt steak I get, it's retroactively, it was mine. It was my piece when I split it. V'yikasava Ein Breira, if you hold Ein Breira, if you don't hold Breira, fill chavas nami asura, like Shmuel, everything should be awesome. So the word lo'olam kasava Yesh Breira, which means when I split it, it's retroactively my thing. I had it Ben Hashmash already, and if it's my tchum, I the Behema. The problem with Behemah is like this. That Ben HaShemashos comes in, so Lamafreya, the skirt steak is mine and the rib steak is yours. But they're each being yoinik from each other, which means the blood, the enzymes are going from one to each other, the whole until it's shechted. So it turns out, I'm eating in my rib steak the enzymes of my friend. And that's added to the tchum. And that's not my tchum, I have to go with his tchum. So I can't bring it to the other side. So that's why Behemah is worse. Only have kind of Ras the Rav. I understand you. If that's your problem, so it's a bigger problem than Tchum. There should be a problem. It's a muksa. Rashi explains that Zanad Sadi, when I split a behema, I don't want anything to do with your piece of rib steak. I want my skirt steak. I don't want your rib steak. So here, if it has in it enzymes and blood from your thing, so then I got your rib steak. So it should be muksa. It should be even worse. Shasik Rav didn't answer. Now, Tosis has a kasha. Tosis says, so it means like this, Virachi. Your food is muksa to me, because I want only my food. So let's say, you come after shul on Shabbos, on the day, your friend says, you want to come over for the suda? So you say, I do, but it's muksa, your stuff, it's your food, it's muksa, right? Tosis says, no, of course you'll invite someone. So Heke says, muksa. That's the kasha Rashi. So there, Tosis has a noob shot. He says that the problem is, it grew on Yontif, and therefore, that's the problem of Tchum, whatever Tosis Pshat is. But Kaponim, what's Pshat in Rashi? So, the Achronim answer Rashi, here it's worse. Here, what I wanted to split it, my whole splitting is, I don't want your half, I want my half. Mashaykin, when you have a guest, let's say you're by his shul, so then you want to, yeah, Stam Das says you're dying to get invited to his food, his London broil. Exactly. So there you're dying for dip with no tchum. There was no problem of muksa. There's no problem of muksa. No problem. But at the bottom, what's going on in our Gemara is like this, that we have here, Shmuel holds Ein Breira, Rav holds Yesh Breira, but Rav holds the Chilik in Chavis and Behema, but then we have a cash on that. And Shasik Rav, not sure if Rav was master of the kasha, wasn't a master of the kasha, it's not clear. Ma'evar lo, what's the halacha l'maisa? Rav Hoshiyam Yesh Breira, it is Breira. And Rav speaks out, Yesh Breira means Chavis and Behema Matarim, because he doesn't hold this Rav's chiluk. So what's the halacha l'maisa? Rav Hoshiyam holds Yesh Breira, and both a Chavis and a Behema that you had v'shutvis go they go with your own tchum, each person's own tchum, because yes, Breira, that's Rav Yehoshua Yashita, Rav Yishai Yashita, and the other man, the Yama holds, Rav Yechram ain't Breira, there's no Breira, and therefore everything is Aser. The whole Behem not Aser, because you can't go more than the tchum. Yes, Breira, Rav Yehoshua holds like the halacha of Yesh Breira, but now we learned in the Mishnah, and this Mishnah sounds familiar, it's a very good thing, because we had this before, earlier in Masechta's Beya on Daf Yud. So on Daf, I think the Daf Yud, yeah. So the Gemara, there's a mace in the house, v'loy psachim harbi, and there's a lot of different doors. The halacha is, soifai tumo leitze makes that doorway tame even before the mace goes out of that door. Now, if you have one door, you always go out, only that door is tame, but the other doors are not tame. But here it has a lot of psachim harbe, and you weren't mesayim, you didn't specify which door you want to take him out. So kulam tameim. That means all doorways are tame. It means even though they're not in the oil, because the door has its own frame, any keli that's under that frame is tame, because maybe you're going to go out that door, so they're all tame. Niftach echemem, one of them gets opened up. Hu tame, the kolam tar. That one is tame, and everything else is tar. Even if you have just a machshava, I want to take him out from that door, or through a window that's at least 4x4, which is enough of a shear to take the mace out. All the other psachim are tahar. You have to have this machshava before the mace died. But once the mace died, and there was no machshava in any door, and so tumos chal all the doors, it's too late. After the mace, I can decide which door to bring it out. So, Pashat that you learned, so therefore, if the mace died already, so now you can't say, oh, I meant that door, the old Tommy already. But Basil holds, yes, Breira, after the mace dies, I saw it's that door, so that's the door. And everything else is tar. That's the only Pashat Pashat. But Rav Oishia says something else, David, Vallah, Omar Rav Oishia, Letaris Apsacha Makan Laba. The whole Shaila is, Makan Laba. Everyone agrees everything is Tame. Doesn't go to Mafreya. Because ain't Breira. Makan Lahaba only is. Only Makan Lahaba. That's the whole Machalik. So what's Machalik? It's Makan Laba. My said that Makan Laba, the Fibet Shammai, it should be Tame. I decided all everything should be Tame. I decided to get out of that door. So if you learn, remember Gemara before, the Rashi before, the spell is like this. Because Bishami holds, it's not enough for the Machshava. Once Tum is Chal, Machshava is not enough to take it off. You have to have a mice, you have to break open the door. Then you're showing that's the door. But machshav alone will not work. And that's how Rav Aisha learns Pshat in this Mishnah. It's not a machloikis about Breira and Breira. Everyone else ain't Breira. It's only Mekan La'aba. The machloikis is if a machshava helps to make it ois tame. So that's the diak. Mekan La'aba in Mafreya Loi. So you see Rav Hishaya holds ain't Breira. So I can say Rav Hishaya holds yes Breira. He holds ain't Breira. So Tamar, you're right. Epoch. Rav Hoshua says, "Ain Breira, Rav Yesh Breira." I'm going to switch around. We say, "My Avallah." Rav Hoshua is the one who says, "Ain Breira," that there's no Breira, and therefore, when it's a shutfis, you have to go basa both of the tchums, both people's tchum, both shutfim. Yechon says, "No, Yesh Breira." Great thing, Marakasha, and Rav Yechon and Rav Breira. Me is Rav Yechon Breira. Vav Rav Asim Rav Yechon. Ha'achim shechalku, brothers that split the Yerusha of their father. They are considered lekuches. That means when brothers split a Yerusha, there's two ways to look at it. Either you look at it that it works with Yesh Breira, that whatever they pick out in the Chalukah, it's the Mafreya always theirs, and therefore they got directly from the father this house, and Shimon got that house, and Levi got that house. Or you look at it, no, they all got all the houses, and now they split it. They're going disconnect this. It's like a lekuches. What's the nafgamina? Nafgamina is, we know that it goes back by Yovel. A lekeach in Eretz Yisrael, the properties go back by Yovel to the lekeach. So here, everything goes back by Yovel. So Rabbi Yechonon says, the acham shchok lekuches same achzim is al Yovel. They give back to Yovel. So what does it mean? What does he hold? What does he hold? Yes, Breira, Ein Breira. He holds Ein Breira, obviously. He holds Ein Breira. He holds Ein Breira. So how can you say Rabbi Yechonon holds Yes, Breira? In this case, it's clear. He holds Ein Breira because he says lekuches. Maybe you're right. He holds Ein Breira here, but here's a deraisa. Maybe the Rabbanon islay. Maybe I want to hold Yes Breira. But the Gemara's have a kasha. Even the Rabbanon, you find he doesn't hold of Breira. Or the Rabbanon me islay. By the Rabbanon, he holds a Breira. But Tani Ayoi, Ayoi says over a braisa. The Rabbi Yehuda Imer ain oda masna ashnei dvarim ke'echad. You can't make a tnai on two things at once. which means regarding making the heir of Tchumim, you can't do it. Elam Bachacham Lemizrach Aruv Lemizrach Lemayriv Aruv Lemayriv. That means if there's one Chacham coming to town, not close enough to you, but he's coming here to the area to say a shir, you're not sure if it's on the east side or the west side, so you can put two Erevim down and say like this: when I find out Shabbos morning where the Chacham is, I want to use that Erev. That you could do. But ilu kan lekan loy, but I can't, if there's two Chacham coming and I make two Erevim and I say tomorrow I'll decide which Erev to use, that you can't do. That's the halacha of Ayah's Rav Yehuda. That if there's one Chacham, and if he's not sure which side, I can put an Erev on two sides and make a Tanai, whichever one he comes, I want to do it. But to put an Erev on two sides, and there's two Chacham coming, I'll decide tomorrow when I go to Rabbi Friend, the Rabbi Pesach Kron, that I can't do. Great thing, Marakasha, Vavinaba, I don't understand. Maestro Lekam Lekam, the Lloyd, the Aim Breira. Why, if there's two Erevim and there's two Chachamim, you can't do it? Because Aim Breira, you can't be Mevara on Shabbos, which one was Yemokim Shvisa from before Shabbos? So Mizruch and Ma'ariv, the ones one Chacham, the same problem, not me, Aim Breira. But Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan explains this price, the Kfar Ba Chacham. The case was, is, when there's one Chacham, the Chacham already came. I just don't know, where did he come? I don't know where he came. So I don't know if he came to the Mizruch or to the Ma'ariv. But it's a Gila Milsa, because he came before Shabbos. So Bein HaShmashas, he was on one side. So Bein HaShmashas, we know the Erev was whatever side it came. I just didn't know which side it is. That's not Breira. Breira is when I'm decide on Shabbos where to go, and now it has to work with my Freya. So if it's Tukacham, I'll decide on Shabbos who to go to, Rabbi Fran, to Rabbi Kron, so then it's a good shot, then it's a Shiloh Breira. But here it's only one rabbi. And Shiloh's which side to go to, and Shiloh, where he came to, it's a Gila Milsa, that's not Breira. So since Rabbi Yochanan explains in a way that we hold really Ein Breira, I'm a lesser Yochanan Breira. So now this is the Rabbanan Tchumim. So you see, even by the Rabbanan, first of all, some of the Raisin and all Breira because Acham Shechoku. And we see by Tchumim holds Ein Breira. So how can you say, my Havalon, the Shiloh with the Chavis Shoshutvim that he holds Yash Breira? I'm a lesser Yochanan Breira. El Oilam Loi Tepach. Don't split it around. Rav Hoshiah Tak holds Yash Breira. We had a cash for Mace. The Chilester Rav Hoshiah Breira by the Raisa, Avod Rabbanon Islay. Rav Hoshiah holds that by Tchumim Yesh Breira, because they're Rabbanon. By Meis Ein Breira. Doris Mazutra Loch Rav Hoshiah. We pass Rav Hoshiah that the Loch is the Loch Rav Hoshiah. The Loch is that by the Raisas you say Ein Breira, but the Rabbanon say Yesh Breira. Pashas say we passkin. We passkin by the Rabbanon say Yesh Breira, by the Raisa Ein Breira. What's the pshat? So it's a big shalat. What's the pshat? Why the chil the Raisa Rabbanon? The pasuk pshat is since the sake of the dina of Yesh Breira Ein Breira, so sofik the Rabbanon lekula. So by the Rabbanons we hold Yesh Breira. By the Raisas we hold Ein Breira. So it's a big. You have to look at Shagas Ari Simon Zadik. It's a big discussion about enough minutes. But upon him, that's what we passkin. By the Raisas Yesh Breira. By the Rabbanons Ein Breira.